The diplomatic row began after Russia forced Belarus to sign a new gas deal, which more than doubled the price of Russian gas to the country. The increase followed what analysts called a significant cooling of relations between the two former Soviet neighbors. The seventh anniversary of the creation of the Russian-Belarus Union on December 15th, a controversial treaty which should have led to shared monetary, economic and legal policies, came and went almost unnoticed. Experts, including Yevgeny Volk, head of the Moscow office of the Heritage Foundation, say one of the main reasons for the energy dispute was the Kremlin's desire to weaken the position of the Belarusian leader Alexander Lukashenko.
I think that people in the Kremlin realized that Lukashenko is not acceptable either in a political or economic sense, and that the question of creating a joint state is no longer there. And now the aim is to essentially politically choke Lukashenko using economic methods.
Analysts say that increased gas prices for Belarusian consumers could severely hamper the country's economy and perhaps even more importantly slow social programs, a combination of effects which could eventually damage Alexander Lukashenko's popularity at home. Kremlin-connected political analyst Sergei Markov says Moscow is still interested in further integration between the two countries.
The Kremlin is either trying to make Lukashenko move forward towards the creation of a joint state, because the people of Russia and Belarus want that, or, if he isn't ready to do that, to pay his bills in full.
7 years after its creation, the plans to unify Russia and Belarus have made little progress. There is no joint constitution, they have separate currencies, passports, state institutions and symbols. Perhaps the only achievement so far is the joint anti-missile defense system, as well as visa-free travel between the two countries. Kremlin officials insist that Belarusian president is to blame for the stalling of further integration between Russia and Belarus. Alexander Lukashenko repeatedly said that he will not give up his country's sovereignty. Besides, Lukashenko is often referred to as the last dictator in Europe, and according to Yevgeny Volk, his reputation casts a dark shadow on Russia.
At the moment, Moscow can't really say it has many achievements in the sphere of human rights and freedoms, neither in a political nor economic sense. And here is Lukashenko, who constantly associates himself with Russia, so it makes Russia look like it's supporting him, helping him and providing stability for his regime. And that, with the background of all other problems that exist between Russia and the West, serves as an additional irritant in relations.
However, the interruption of oil supplies to European consumers seems to have damaged Russia's image anyway. European Union leaders have already expressed their dismay over lack of communication between Moscow and its European partners, and European press is widely discussing ways of freeing Europe from excessive dependency on Russian energy supplies. Nevertheless, according to Sergei Markov, the Kremlin is convinced that the energy dispute will not damage Russia's reputation abroad.
All this talk about Russia being an unreliable supplier are taken as part of a specially organized PR campaign in the Kremlin, because all those media who are now screaming about Russia being unreliable recently, 5-6 years ago, were calling for Russia to raise oil and gas prices for Belarus and stop subsidizing its economy.
The dispute between Moscow and Minsk again showed that Alexander Lukashenko does not have many supporters in Europe, and that Russia is virtually the only country which still has strong economic and political ties with Belarus. That means the Belarusian president will have to continue playing by the rules set in the Kremlin. Anya Ardayeva for VOA News, Moscow.